We got to open it up to the listeners here, though, to the fans, to the all day family, and get their thoughts and questions and comments on all the stuff we haven't even touched on yet tonight.
I need McNeil to tell me. McNeil, fact check. Did I ever start, me and my boys, 3-0 in the Mike Holmgren era? Because I can't remember.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, they got a chance to do it here with this one. So we'll see what happens.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get into it, though. Let's open it up to the listeners. Yeah.
What you got?
Hey, family, what have they got out there? As we're loading that up, let me tell you about our sponsor, Delta Airlines, everybody. The best airline in the whole freaking world. Delta Airlines. Go to deltaairlines.com or no, it's 12status.com. Sorry, 12status.com. 12, the word status.com. Sign up for 12 status. If you're a Washington State resident, you can do that. You get 1 mile for every yard that the Seahawks throw for this season. It's open to legal residents of Washington. Must be 18 or older. 12status.com, everybody. Yeah. All right. Let's get after it. Axel MTG checking in tonight on the chat. First question up here. Zach's pass blocking was great. I think it was part of the reason Geno had a better game than last week. Any way we can get both Zach and K9 out there together? Oh,
does hell that yeah.
Bubsy's offense.
Hell yeah, Axel MTG. Excellent observation. Very astute. I would say instead of, and I do love WrestleMania, but if we're not going to run play action with him as a lead backer, or, you know, a lead fullback, then why don't we put Sharps as the lead fullback? But I hate to do that to a great tailback, you know, like, but either way, I totally agree with you. And, you know, that's an observation I didn't even see. I knew Zach was a dog, but good call. Kudos to you, my man. Great observation. And I would love to see them back there. It could definitely be a possibility.
Get them back there together.
Think about the opportunities, Brett and Axel. So instead of you got him going to lead block, Charbonnet's got great hands, right? And him on the check down is a real weapon. Like it was because, you know, the guys that, where I enjoy going against were the Charbonnet type that when they catch it, they're just barreling through you. So you know what's about, all the smoke about to come. Here we go. We're going to find out, right? The little guys that could catch it, back up, you know, take three steps, jab, juke, dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. Those guys were hell to play for me. Fuck. Holy hell.
Movie quotes already. If you guys have movie quotes, don't forget to put those in the chat either.
I love those. You know, I love me a good movie quote, but yeah. That's getting creative, which is what Grubbsy is all about. I'm going to send this clip to Grubbsy just for you, Axel.
Also, I see you Cougar fans in the chat, just so you know. There's been some, they don't know if we can see the full chat or not. We can, and I see you in there. And we might get to some Huskies Cougars if this thing goes late tonight, because you know I'll go there.
If you want that smoke.
Lofa had to text the group to do like a welfare check on me.
Yeah.
Saturday. So if you want to go Huskies Cougars, we could get there at some point. Anyway, Jonathan Smith joining the chat. Thanks for being here. I believed in Geno when Russell went out and Geno stepped in the first two games he lost, but I saw how he played and I knew that he was the man then. Hell yeah, Jonathan Smith. Good.
The irony of this comment, Jonathan Smith, as you just alluded to, shout out to Jonathan, was a phenomenal Cougar tailback. So I hope this is him because Jonathan Smith was a beast.
Is this me, Jonathan
Smith? That'd be amazing. But also the other irony is, you know, Geno spells it G-E-N-O. Hey, it's all good. I'm going to make a G-I-N-O. I'm going to make a shirt for you, G-I-N-O.
Jonathan, and I want to ask Jonathan a question, though, here. Like, what do your friends say about Geno? Because I swear, because I'm a Geno fan, everyone I talk to all of a sudden becomes a Geno fan. Oh, I love him, too. Well, then what is it? We all know there are these like dark circles of Seahawk fans out there who kind of don't, or kind of talk with this, like their voice goes up at the end when they say, so like, and why are they out there? What are they looking at that we're not looking at then? Because if we're all just, you know, Geno supporters, then what is all these whispers that I hear over here? So anyway,
I don't know, but I'm a Jonathan Smith fan. Hell so yeah. I might make a Jonathan and Geno Smith shirt.
Somebody says my dad doesn't like Geno.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Ask him why. Okay, Alina Dahl, first time tonight. What's up, Alina? How you doing?
Alina.
Oh, this is great. She goes, every time I hear you all mention Spoon, I hear Spoon Man playing in my head, Soundgarden, one of my favorite bands. Alina, we used to, on take 12, play a drop every single time we talked about Spoon. That was Chris Cornell singing some. So I had actually different drops from different points in the song, because sometimes he holds it out a little bit when he says or sings Spoon Man. But that is in my head every time we talk about him too, Alina. We're on the same page here, you and us and everything. Yeah. Does that still go through your head when you see or think about him?
No, you playing the song goes through my head.
Okay, that's what I meant.
Yeah. So, okay, you're right. Yes.
Yeah. You take this one.
Stone Feet Force, brother, can we change the name? I don't know. Is that a compliment? Is it? I mean, what's going on there? And Anthony Flagford, all right. We strike again, dumb flag from Flag Ford. And I don't know how Stone Feet keeps starting. When is Abe back? All jokes aside, great road win. Spoon was frustrated for some reason as well. All right. Yes. I do need to know your infatuation with Forsyth, because I'm proud of the kid, right? I mean, he wasn't brought here as a savior first round tackle, right? This, and the guy, I'm telling you, he's doing all right for what's expected. And, you know, we just need to recalculate our expectations a little. We're still undefeated. I just want to be the voice of reason to maybe change your handle for my boy Forsythe. But okay, I have no idea when Abe is back. It's got me really very concerned, because man, what a stud. You know, Coug, I believe, right, Brett?
Yes, confirmed.
And then all jokes aside, great row win. Spoon was frustrated for some reason. His frustration stems from he plays a very physical and violent brand of football. And some can't handle it. One of those penalties looked like a flop to me. And, you know, it's just, you have to understand what the refs are willing to let you, are they going to let you play today? Because that's something we always came back at halftime. They're calling this, they're calling this, they're calling this. So have that in the back of your mind as you, you know, try to take away someone's strength, right? But I mean, he straight up just ragdolled that one kid, that poor receiver, and receiver's not happy with it. The whole sideline was, and like the whole, it was to the sideline. So like they, oh, throw the flag, and the ref's human. There's, it's subjective call. So he probably just tossed the flag.
Yeah.
But good observation though, brother. Good observation.
Thanks for bringing that in there. What's next? Adam _ the Island Sun. What exactly did the Pats exploit in the run game after such a stout show out week one? Seemed we had a bit of the missed tackle bug from last season in moments this game and crucial third down penalties. Yes, you're nailing that. And that was frustrating for me to see the missed tackles, because I was so, you know, praising them after week one, just on all the sticky tackles. It seemed like the first guy to get there was always getting the guy down. And then, I mean, whether it was Hunter Henry or Gibson a couple times, it doesn't breed confidence.
Not with that attitude.
Defenses out there. Yeah. Well, I mean, what is that? I mean, you know, is it contagious? Are missed tackles contagious?
No, it's not a cold. All right. So I didn't see the poor quality of missed tackles. That's why I'm not alarmed. You know, okay. I should have probably taken a step further. Was those were hard-earned yards for the most part, right? The only one that was reminiscent of last year was Mafe got in the backfield untouched and then he just stopped. Like not like he had him, but he's just like, oh my God, he's got the ball. Like I'm going to rush the passer. And here we go. Like this guy's got the ball. Like he probably was like, oh my God, same sides toss. What a shitty play to run. Like that was probably what was going through his mind more so than anything. That how horrified I am that I still see that play. That he actually saw it in person. Like, no way they just did this. Oh my God, they did do this. And then the guy gets out of his grasp. I didn't see guys, you know, just bouncing off of people. Like, that's what we've seen in the past. I didn't see guys or just only the Hunter Henry, which is a well-designed play by them, was the one where, all right, a guy was just scot-free. There's nobody there. And then amazing effort by Rayshon Jenkins just ran his ass down and, you know, he was all over the field. Love that guy. So I'm not alarmed. This was probably the best rushing attack, you know, and it's only been 1 week, but Stevenson had like 130 after contact last week, right? He had less than 100 today. I know his backup had 90. But Stevenson had 21 carries and then 11 for the backup. So it was just, I don't think our defensive staff or McDonald scared because they were just like, no, we're going to stay predominantly, you know, too high, just not give them any opportunities. Like, so I don't see it.
It says you guys started 3-0 in 2006. With Holmgren at the helm.
Are you sure?
That's what our crack research team has scrounged up for us. Then again, they could be putting those numbers in backwards.
I don't remember starting 0-3 in any season.
No, 3-0, I said. Did I say 0-3?
No, but you said they could have been putting them in backwards, which would mean 0-3.
Okay. Well, sometimes I actually do that. My reverse numbers.
Come on. Yeah.
No, it's a thing, and I do it without knowing it. And, man, one time I had a job being, like, ringing people up at the Gap, reading people's prices back to them. Yeah. It's hard when you read them backwards.
Yeah.
Wait, how much did you just charge me? Anyway.
That was $1.99. It was $99.01.
What's going on here? Yeah, so you were 3-0 in 2006.
Yeah, maybe. Cool.
Okay.
I was wrong. Is that what you want to hear, Brett? I was wrong. All right. Sorry.
No, you said you didn't know. You said you weren't declaring.
And I still don't. I'm still not confident that's true. You're not in
any trouble. It's okay. There's no penalties on this show or anything. You don't lose any air time. There's no, you're fine. Alina Dahl's back in here again. Brett, I was more upset about the Apple Cup than today's game. Can't even talk or think about it. Yeah, we had some awesome wins with the Hawks, Mariners, and Sounders. What do you think of the four teams joining the Pac-12? I'm happy. Ooh, a Pac-12 after dark question here, Lofa. And a chance to talk about the Apple Cup, even though you might see me vomit on camera.
I don't think you want me to talk about either as an SC guy. But...
Let's get to the second question there. What do you think the four teams joining? Because the Apple Cup conversation will go on longer than that.
The four teams joining? Congrats. You're now the Pac-6. All right. That's my honest opinion.
Half of what they once were.
Yeah. You know? No, I just feel like the NCAA is going to realize the shitstorm that they created trying to do all these conferences where you got some in the ACC now, you got some in the Big 12, you got some in the Big 10, which is now like the Big 18, which just for branding purposes is just horrible. But, you know, whatever floats your boat, right? Mm-hmm. I guess that's their way of keeping the traditional logo. They have their trademark. They want to stick to it. Good for them. But
yeah.
But holy shit, what a shit storm. Just move to power conferences, north, south, east, west. Come on. Like, let's get serious. Logistically, is it got to be a nightmare. All the other sports are suffering. So these are my honest thoughts, Alina. You know, budget cuts are coming because now corporations are no longer paying the NCAA. They're paying the players. Good for the players. Horrible for the NCAA.
Yeah.
So that's why they were just like, this is what we're going to do. And that was not a great decision.
How about the game?
Oh, man.
It was nice of you to check on me.
All day family. All right. Emphasis on family. Right. Yeah. Check on your people. But I want your thoughts first, Brett.
Well, I watched this game in quite possibly the worst way you can ever watch a football game that you really want to watch, which is I had to coach three Little League games during the day. So I had to watch it on delay. So I avoided my phone all day long. Quite literally, it was on silent, silent, silent. It was a brick. I turned it over. I was putting it under things. I was not checking Twitter, not looking at anything, just avoiding the whole thing. Got home, turned it on, and then it's just you spend time doing things. You put time into things, and then that time feels wasted, and that's a huge frustration. You run a option play to the short side of the field on a play where you had to have it, and that's a frustration. I'll tell you this. I'm actually not, like, really mad at the Cougars, which feels weird because I've hated them my entire life. For some reason, I almost – actually, I'm not even going to say what I was about to say because that would feel blasphemous. I'm in no way happy for them at all. At all. I'm mad at them. I'm actually just really pissed off at my own team and my own coach and letting the Cougars beat you. You don't let the Cougars beat you ever, especially in Seattle, not on the western side of the state. I'm mad that the game was in this week. I'm mad that the game was where the game was. I'm mad that my coach was wearing a yellow hoodie. What the hell was that? We're a purple team. What is? I haven't even ever seen that hoodie. It's ugly. Take it off. Also, wear a hat like a normal person. No visors. No visors on my coaches. I'm mad about all kinds of things, Lofa. I'm mad about a bunch of it. I'm mad about switching off back and forth quarterbacks. Your one quarterback's on fire. Every time he throws it deep, it's a huge connection. What are we bringing the other guy in for? What are we doing?
I don't know about on fire. This is where we disagree, brother.
It just – the whole thing made me mad. The whole thing top to bottom made me mad. You can't be letting the Cougars come in here and do that to you.
It couldn't be worse than poor Wyatt here in the comments. A Coug fan poured a beer on me. You didn't get a beer poured on you, did you, partner?
No, that's true. I did not. But I had to watch Jonah Hill's defense give up. Have you seen that our defensive coordinator looks just like Jonah Hill, Belichick? Looks just like
him. No. Oh, my God.
It's just like him. Anyway.
Sorry, Wyatt. Told you to hold my beer.
Anyway.
No. You know what? The
third and 20 quarterback draw. Are you kidding me?
Okay. And someone in the chat, it's moving way too fast for me and I'm old, but someone said Mateer is one hell of a player. Jack Stevens. Yes. He hit it on the nose. The third and long touchdown was inexcusable, right?
Yeah. Completely inexcusable.
And you know what? It was a QB draw just to get in better field goal range, but then an absolute savage took over and his instincts kicked in and he was like, oh, well, it's open over there. Why don't I just run a touchdown? Like, you know? So I have a feeling Mateer is a very special player and he's a little bit of a gunslinger, but that's what you need in some situations. And I think if he gets his risk mitigation on some of the throws, like the interception, which was beautiful, is – That corner was beat by probably a yard or two. And if that ball's not underthrown, game's over before that goal line stand. But let's get to that goal line stand. Put in Williams. All right. And then first of all, if you want to bring up the stats, I'm pretty sure Coleman had 8.2 per carry. I'm pretty sure the backup had 6. I'm pretty sure the next guy, which was Williams, backup quarterback, had like 5 or 6. Pretty sure another guy had 4 or 5. You want 4 carry, you had 4 guys over 4 carry, one of them double, one of them 1.5. But unfortunately,
I was the play before that. Dive for the pylon. Get in. The play before that.
The rollout pass?
Yes, he just runs out of bounds on the one.
It was a mile from the goal line. Give the kid a... But, okay, speed option into the boundary with not an option guy should never have been an option, is what I'm saying. So it's like Williams would have put the brakes on. When he saw the whole right side collapse, Williams would have just put the brakes on and been like, oh, there's a huge, massive hole right here. I'm just going to walk in this way. But the first handoff to Coleman, absolutely, you got to give him a chance. The second one, I would have ran the same play and told Rodgers, hey, yo, just keep the ball. Just go around. They're not going to expect it. Just keep the ball, because the whole side collapsed on that one too.
Yeah.
Give the Cougs some credit, though. All right? They played their ass off.
I sort of did.
Sort of, yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But Giles Jackson, holy shit.
I'm just saying it shouldn't have happened. It's just complete letdown on UW's part. Just all Giles, the way. Just shouldn't have happened.
Giles Jackson's next big thing. Coleman, Savage. Parker, the running back for the Cougs, true freshman. My God. Like, I don't know. Sorry, Coug fans. I don't know if he's going to be there next year. Someone's going to pay him.
Moving on. Maybe we'll come back up again, I'm sure. Is Brady Russell not good at blocking? Comes from Joe.
Know why he isn't getting a chance? Because Joe he Paul sure could catch. That.
Is Brady Joey. Russell not good at blocking? Is that why he's not getting a chance? Because he sure can catch better than Fant right now.
I think Fant's like 6'5", 260 and can fly. We're going to have to fact check me on that. But he looks like a damn monster out there. And he is well-rounded in terms of run block, pass block. You know, like if he has to stay in a chip, like he helps out those tackles. But, yeah, that could definitely be a reason as to why. But just – and I know Brady was going against – other guys that were twos and threes when he scored that touchdown, but it was just the spatial awareness and the wherewithal to come back to the ball, which by coming back to the ball, the guy knows he's not going to make a play on the ball. So they should be aiming for that hip. And if you get there before the ball gets there, that's when you turn your vision back and either go for the, you know, bat the ball down deflection or you pick it off. That guy didn't even have a chance. The one I'm talking about, the Chargers, when we played them. So, you know, we'll see, you know, but I would bet he's going to get more opportunities.
Next question. Alina Dahl jumping back in. Lofa, you got me good. I got a couple for you. This person played for USC and UW. They played in the playoffs for both teams. Who is it? Another one. Do you know the name of the player that picked his number due to his name? A couple trivia style questions for you here, Lofa. Flex that Wunderlich score here.
Played for USC and UW. Mm-hmm. Played in the playoffs for both teams. Well, the playoffs has to be recent. Wait, are we talking now? Now I'm really stumped because.
Yeah.
SCA never made the fucking playoffs. SCA never made the fucking playoffs.
Right.
So it has to be.
You know, the only thing that for the Apple Cup, real quick, just back again, is this playoff now has 12 teams. So, you know, you could drop one and get yourself right and hopefully still sneak in there. Speaking of the
playoff. Well, yeah. If you're 13 sitting outside with three losses – or right. maybe more, like, bro, just go home. Take right. the ball and go home. Like, kindly get out of here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Person played for USC and UW. Played in the playoffs for both teams. Who is it? Ah, she stumped me.
She got us. She's got us.
I have no idea.
Do you know the player that picked his number due to his name?
Well, I mean... this is like process of elimination. Someone's got to be a two that Deuce is his name. Like, that's where my mind goes just rationally. Trey, is there a three out there? She stumped me on both accounts.
You got us.
We'll have to damn move you, on. Lena.
We'll have to move on. Alina. You got
it. Hit me in the comments, Alina. I need to see it. I need to know what I need to know where I went wrong.
Next up here.
Oh, Josiah said Ocho Cinco. Well, that was definitely thinking outside the box, as he was when he did that.
Daddy Dennis joining the chat. Anybody heard from KJ today?
Oh, I'm not going to call another grown man daddy, but Dennis. no, I haven't. And I didn't see. I just saw the final score. He's alluding to, was it Minnesota? Came away with the W. Mm-hmm. Sam Darnold, right? USC, fight on. But no, still haven't heard from Dennis.
Are you going to read it out loud?
No, I'm looking in the comments. Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you were just reading the one that's up on the screen in your
Johnny
head.
Jonathan Smith back. Not that tailback. You make the assumption. Oh, you're not that tail. Okay. It's all good, man. It's all good. You make the assumption I have friends. Oh, well, you have a family here with us. So we love you.
That's true.
And they talk about football. I don't care about the chatter. Gino plays great and hard. Absolutely, brother. No. And hey, we're family here, brother.
We're with you, family. That. We are absolutely with you.
Always. That. We're here for you. But yeah, Gino's just a stud. Don't get me going on this train again, because we'll be here all night. Because, man, number one in fourth quarter comebacks.
Alina's putting a movie quote in here. Okay. Movie quote, I'm going to hit you so hard that when you wake up, your clothes will be out of style. She got you on this one too?
Well, it's obviously a fight scene. That's, you know, I'm trying to really middle linebacker break this down.
Sometimes the thing with the movie quotes is you got to hear it said in the style that it was said in.
I need
a fair amount of context or written out of context. That's why I'm slow to the party on a lot of them sometimes.
Yeah. But if I know it, I'll say it in the exact manner or accent.
That's why it's fun to repeat.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a good friend Wyatt, who unfortunately got a beer poured on him, said it's Fast and the Furious. Is that correct?
There you go. I don't know. You got me stumped too. Goonies?
All right.
People say, oh,
maybe, Goonies. Maybe, mate. Could be Goonies. Yeah.
Goonies? Producer Katie thinks it's Goonies. She's guessing Goonies. We're gonna have to check on that one.
Who's
Adam that? _ the island sun is jumping.
It had to be Josh Brolin in Goonies.
Wife, right? And I got field seats at Lumen and Tunnel Club passes for the Vikings game in December. Super excited. Are you going to be there? What can I expect? Come say, how's it? Hawaii, Ohana.
Oh, yeah. Me and Brett will both be there.
These are in the
boom.
Chat.
Yeah, I am reading the chat. I love it. It's amazing. Yes, I will be there. What can you expect? An absolute party, my man. And I will come say, how's it?
Oh, nice. You know, one thing I want to do here, I want to check some of the fits, because we got some pictures in between questions here. Simply Seattle, sponsor of ours, you guys, they do the score prediction challenge. Somebody nailed the score prediction challenge again this week, by the way. That's speaking of going 2-0. They are the listeners are on it this year, Lofa, because we've gone almost whole seasons without anyone nailing this, but 2 weeks in a row, somebody nailed it. The winner this week is the username it's 1388_ John, John. Congratulations out there. And way to go nailing it. So we'll get in touch and we'll figure out how to do the prizes and all that. But also Simply Seattle, the greatest apparel company in Seattle. Let's check the hats real quick. I'm wearing a Simply Seattle hat tonight, Lofa. Sweet Rainier beer, kind of camping style hat. If you guys like
that. I'm wearing the Savage hat, sorry.
51 Savage Brewing for you tonight. It's cool. It looks good. Simply Seattle, everybody, simplyseattle.com. Let's check some fits, though. Producer Mike, do you have the photos of the guys walking into the game? And Lofa, I think, okay, here we go. We got Lakin Tomlinson on the left, Gino in the middle, and Julian Love there on the right, all wearing business suits, looking pretty sharp. You think this is a message being sent, Lofa?
Oh, just exquisite. Great collection. Yeah, the theme was obviously a business trip. Just well done, my man. Well done.
Now, Gino here going with the double-breasted suit. You a fan of that jacket?
Some can pull it off. I don't think I can. Yeah. You know?
The double-breasted, it's a lot of material. That's a lot of jacket right there.
It's like double the material, right? Correct?
Oh, yeah. And you got to always have it buttoned. You can't go unbuttoned. It just, it's like too much stuff just flapping around there. I never go double-breasted. What's impressive to me here is all the bags.
Oh, right?
What's in the bags, man?
I don't know.
Did you?
I was not a bad guy. Mm-hmm. You know, a backpack. I was usually dressed like a middle schooler. You know, very horrible fashion sense on my part. Just not with the times.
Man,
but these guys what look- I will say, well, you know, Lakin, I would have loved to seen just the tie, no undershirt, like he rocked just the vest last week. Would have been really sending a message. Yeah. But sharp. Look at that guy. All these guys ready for the runway.
Ready for the runway. Ready for the conference room too here. Just with a real like, you know, corporate-y sort of just like captain of industry, Fortune 500 look. I know these are designer bags. And so you got to get them on the gram. So that's why they might be holding them walking in there. If I know anything about product placement, right? Oh. But just still, I mean, they're carrying a lot of luggage, man. Like I fly and go on trips and don't bring this much luggage. And they're just walking in to play a football game where the clothing they're going to wear is, I'm assuming, in the locker room waiting for them. So yeah, I think I need to start knowing what's in these bags.
Could be a big shoe guy, right?
Okay.
Toiletries.
Sure.
Don't forget that.
Uh-huh.
And then...
They don't have that stuff in the locker room.
Yeah, but not in your. I mean, in your hotel room, you know.
Well, I guess that's true. They're away.
Yeah, it's a road trip, but yeah. Could be they brought their hard hat. Maybe it's an extra helmet. Who knows?
Okay.
Right. This is a physical violence sport.
We have guys. Oh yeah, there we go. We have guys also that weren't suited.
Here we go.
Here's some guys that. More relaxed look, but still bringing the drip. That's how the kids say it, Lofa. Leonard Williams there on the left, DK in the middle. Laviska Shenault, our guest from this last week on the preview episode, there on the right. These guys, not as much luggage. Laviska, he's got the luggage trimmed down here. Who of the three here, who's winning the runway?
Got to go DK with those calves, right? I mean, you know, I'm big into bodybuilding and fitness. And, yeah, I'd cut my pants into shorts, too. I don't know if those are designed that way. Those look like just actual regular shorts. But I seen them on the Lululemon commercials, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how he fits into those because I don't. So they might special make him his own line. But,
I like what Leonard's rocking here. This Leonard is wearing what I would wear out of this most.
Well, he looks like he's wearing your pants. Those are very short, Brett.
I do kind of like to show off the ankles like that. I'll pull them up a little bit like that. Yeah. The white shoe. This is a smart look. And then LaVisca's looking great. It's just I don't ever do the no shirt under the jacket. That's specific. He can pull that off. I don't have the tattoos and the stuff. He looks great. I can't do that.
I don't, you know, or the muscles, Brett. I'm just saying, you know, like that's.
How dare you?
It's what he's bringing to the table.
Yeah.
Right. Just that's straight savagery.
Yeah. No, he looks good. Good stuff. What we have more questions from listeners. We got more to get to.
What we got? Let me know.
Alina Dahl. Do not alert him to my presence. I shall deal with him myself. Is that another quote?
Alina, I'm not even confident I've ever seen any of these movies you're quoting right now. Like, we have to have a talk in the comment section. Like, because this is ridiculous. First of all, you didn't even tell me who the player that played for USC and UW was.
Yeah, we need that.
I have no idea who chose their number or their name based off their number or their number based off their name. You know, it's, I'm left with a lot of questions. Where do I type those in, Alina? I need the questions. I type you questions.
Chenault was quiet this week, by the way. I want to see them getting the ball in his hands more often on offense.
Yeah.
Somebody in the chat, but I agree.
Oh, yeah. The Lego movie? Wait, I got, we say, Hawksman says Star Wars, then it says Lego movie. Best quote from Lego movie was the surfer that goes, I know that guy, but I know like zippy zap about him.
Perfect reading. Perfect. Alina, jumping back in, didn't say the playoffs.
Raylan, go for it.
Wait. Oh, she didn't say the playoffs. First answer, Raylan Goforth. Second answer, Sonny Six Killer. That makes sense.
Alina, there was something in there about playoffs.
Goonies. Oh, playoffs? Producer Goonie nailed producer Goonie.
Producer Goonie.
Producer Katie, as I'm reading Goonies, nailed the Goonies guess. So there you go.
Wyatt, I'm joking. It's not the Lego movie. I hate you, Wyatt. I hate you. I'm glad that beer got spilt on you.
James Earl Jones, RIP.
I'm just kidding. Hey, Wyatt. I love your
family like that. Come on now.
Yeah, I love you. I love you, Wyatt. My bad.
Yeah, Goonies. Josh Brolin, a young Josh Brolin, a teenage Josh Brolin playing the.
Okay, so I said it had to be Josh Brolin.
They're doing
so at least Goonies 2.
This headline: they got the cast together. They're going to do Goonies 2. Does that excite you?
Not really.
I have to be honest, and maybe I'll create some waves in the chat here, but I'm kind of meh on Goonies.
I know it's not
a popular opinion. I get yelled at a lot for this, especially over here. But
yesterday I watched Beetlejuice 2. That was just, eh. Is that right?
My favorite thing about the movie Goonies is that it's filmed up in the Northwest, which I'm sure a lot of people say, how can you hate it? It's filmed up. That's my favorite thing about it. Other than that, I find the whole thing a bit.
Baby Boo?
Bored Skyler in the chat. Inactive. Fant, Brown, Lucas, Nwosu, Walker, plus Baker left. How you did this impacted? Well, how do you guys think this impacted today's game? And what will it do if we get three players back week three? I mean, huge impact on the game. We talked about Baker leaving, but we could talk about it again. The defense, they looked different after he left, and New England started attacking them differently.
Absolutely.
Is that what you saw?
Yeah. So definitely an impact, but I thought we made some pretty good adjustments. And again, shout out to T9 getting thrown into the fire, right? We brought in Baker and Dodson on 1 year deals so that Knight could learn from them. And then, you know, unfortunately, injuries happen, as we all know. And he got thrown into the fire and it did well. And this was without probably a. You know, I actually believe he probably got the majority of the reps and they rest Baker during the week to make sure he's okay. So just interested or curious to see what happened to him. Cause like I said, hell of a player. And I just hope he's okay. Fant, Brown, Lucas. Yeah. I mean, we got to get those guys back. Nwosu. So this will be our third week because I don't anticipate him to play, but it said 4 to 6. I bet he's back for the fourth game. So this will be his last week probably being out. Just a tough kid. And when we get him back, man, ooh, just like we're here. It's just going to go to here with that guy.